Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good afternoon, everyone. Today is April 2nd, 2015, and you're listening live with author, instructor, and chef Valerie Wilson and her show, Healthy Cooking with Macro Val. Valerie always has a wonderful and informative show with many tips and recipes to change your diet, eat healthy, live well, and it tastes great. And today, she is also welcoming guest Melissa Robinson from The Brinery to discuss tempeh. So without further ado, I give you your host, Valerie Wilson.
Well, welcome, everybody, to Healthy Cooking with Macro Val. I am Chef Valerie Wilson, and I am coming to you from the beautiful state of Michigan, where the sun is shining, although it looks like the sun's going to go away pretty soon. We might have some rain. But we are in the lovely season of spring. And today happens to be a very nice day, which will probably be up in the 60s. I'm pretty excited about the show today. Not only am I going to share an absolutely delicious recipe with you, it is my stuffed collard green recipe. I have a special guest coming up here in just a moment. Just wanted to get some contact information in here first. If at all during the show you have a question, the last 20 minutes of the show, I do open the show up for a phone-in conversation where you can talk directly to me, ask me questions. And that phone number is 646-378-0378. And also, there's also the chat room that you can go into, and my producer, Courtney, can share those messages with me. The last 20 minutes of the show is always lots of fun, where I get feedback from the listeners. And please, when you have the opportunity, visit my website. I am at macroval.com. My website has all of my upcoming cooking classes, special appearances, some wonderful articles that I've written, all archived. And also, if you get a chance, you can go on Facebook and you can go to Macro Val Food and you can like Macro Val Food. The recipe that I'm sharing today, my stuffed collard greens, the recipe is posted on my Facebook page with pictures. So visually you can see how to make the stuffed collard greens. The recipe is also available in the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide, which is a fantastic free magazine that is distributed locally here. And it is also on the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide website. And it also is on my website, macroval.com. So today, we are going to be talking all about tempeh. Tempeh is one of my favorite foods. I say that all the time. I absolutely love tempeh. But recently, I believe it was about 6 weeks ago or so, I was at the Better Health store in Novi teaching a cooking class, and this very nice lady, Melissa Robinson, was there giving samples of her tempeh that is made at the Brinery. This tempeh, hands down, is one of the best things I have ever eaten in my life. I walked by her table, introduced myself, because I had heard about the Brinery making tempeh from scratch, and I was like, wow, I would love to try that. I walked by her table, and I met her, and I was just blown away. In fact, I kept walking by the table asking for more samples. I have bought this tempeh every single week since then. I have been cooking with it and making all kinds of recipes. I can honestly say I think I've eaten her tempeh every single day. It is so absolutely fantastically delicious. So without further ado, I'd like to bring on Melissa Robinson. She is the tempeh production manager at the Brinery. Well, welcome, Melissa, to the show.
Hi, Val. Thank you for having me. It's so good to be here. It's good to talk to you again.
Yes, it's wonderful to talk to you, too. So, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I'm in the middle of a new variety of tempeh. We're making our first batch of black bean tempeh today. So hopefully you'll be able to see that pretty soon in stores around the Michigan area.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited about the black bean tempeh. Now, is it soybeans and black beans or just black beans?
It's just black beans. Black beans, they're organic black beans grown in the Selma of Michigan from Finley's Organic Farm, actually.
That is so fantastic. Why don't you jump in right away and tell everybody, because I absolutely love the state of Michigan. I mean, I'm such a Michigan advocate. And one of the great things about the tempeh you make is that it's locally sourced. So why don't you tell the listeners about that?
Yeah, here at the Brinery, we do our best to source all of our produce and beans locally. So all of my beans are organic, non-GMO, and sourced either from Eaton Rapids area in Michigan or from the Thumb. So it's really important that we're using the best quality, all organic beans and grain, especially when it comes to soy. I know a lot of people, soy is one of the most genetically modified foods out there. So it's really important for us that we're getting people non-GMO organic soy that is very tasty and also chemical-free and not genetically modified.
Exactly. I tell all my students, make sure you get the organic tempeh. It's so important. And, you know, soybeans have been eaten historically since even before, you know, written documented records were available. But I know that tempeh originated in Indonesia, correct?
Yeah, correct. Tempeh is a staple in Indonesia. So in the U.S., a lot of vegetarians turn to tempeh, but in Indonesia, everyone eats tempeh pretty much every day. It's a really common food. People sell it like in food carts as really tasty street food, but tempeh is the main source of protein in Indonesia.
Yeah, and so I get asked this question all the time. So now it's my turn to ask you this question. What is tempeh?
So tempeh is actually really simple. The process is a little bit hard for people to understand because it's so different, but it's very minimally processed food. We start by soaking beans or grain overnight, and this is kind of the first fermentation. When you soak beans or grain, you're actually fermenting them, which makes it easier to digest. So we soak the beans or grain overnight, and then in the morning I come in and I cook the beans. And then the beans are cooled and dried, and we add a pure culture that we actually get from Indonesia. And then the beans from there, the inoculated beans are incubated. I use a bread proofer. They're incubated for about a day and a half. The culture grows around the beans and forms the loaf. The tempeh loaf, which is a very sliceable, really easy to use food. So you can slice it, you can grate it, you can do all kinds of things with it. But there are only two ingredients, the beans and this culture from Indonesia.
Simple, yet so delicious. I tell everybody, though, you know, tempeh really has no flavor right out of the package, so you need to put flavors with it. But I have, since I've gotten your tempeh, even though I've experimented within the last 20 years, I've done some new and interesting different things because I'm like, I got to try this. I've used it in my tempeh recipes, my lasagna recipes, stir fries. I just made this new spring medley stir fry where I took the little cubes of the tempeh and I deep fried them. And they got like a crispy outside but still soft on the inside. And then I mixed them with all these vegetables. Out of this world, delicious. Just the best, one of the best foods I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, deep fried tempeh is very delicious. I love to eat it in healthier ways. That is one of my favorite ways to enjoy it. You actually brought up something that's pretty unique about our tempeh. After the tempeh finishes fermenting, I freeze it immediately. And it's located in the frozen section at stores, which is different than most commercial tempeh operations. Most of the time you see tempeh in the refrigerator section, and that's because people pasteurize it so that it's able to be kept in the refrigerator for a long period of time. So the reason that the tempeh that the Brinery makes is so different is because it's frozen and non-pasteurized. When you get it, it's still alive, and all of the culture is still living until you actually cook it. So instead of getting something that's already been cooked and is kind of rubbery and flavorless, you're getting something that has a more meaty texture and is more nutty.
Yeah, the fantastic information. That's another thing that makes your tempeh so absolutely delicious is that it hasn't been pasteurized. So I know that tempeh is so incredibly nutritious and wonderful for you. Very, very high in protein. It's a complete protein. But I wanted to ask you a question about the incubator starter that you get right from Indonesia that you put with it. But that white connecting tissue in there has a name that's hard to pronounce, but it has really, really strong immune-boosting properties in it. It helps boost the immunity in your body so you can fight off diseases. What is that white substance called?
That is the rhizopus culture that is used that grows around the beans. And that culture actually is basically, it feeds off the beans as it grows around them, so that's why it's so easy to digest. Because that actually, it does have nutritive properties like you're describing. It's very immune-boosting, but it also is breaking down the bean so that everything that's in the bean is really accessible to the body. As people often associate with beans, that they're very indigestible. Tempeh is like the most digestible way to eat beans. But that white connecting tissue is just the starter culture from Indonesia. It's called Rhizopus oligosporus.
Right. It's so funny. When I teach a cooking class, I tell people that white stuff that's in there has a name that's ridiculously long. I can't pronounce it, but here's why it's good for you.
Mm-hmm. It's really amazing stuff.
Because a lot of people purchase the tempeh, and the first time they're kind of confused. They're like, is it supposed to look like that? And I always say, yes, it's supposed to look like that. That's the properties that's in there that makes it, you know, fermented, basically.
Yeah, another reaction is that people sometimes see some slight discoloration or some black spots on the tempeh, and that's a normal, the culture is white during like the prime of its life, but it turns a little bit black when it starts to go to spore as it starts to reproduce, and that looks a little bit scary to people, but that's actually a very flavorful part of the tempeh and totally natural and healthy.
Right. So I'm sorry if you said before, but how long have you been the tempeh production manager there at the Brinery?
I've been doing this for about a year and a half now. We've been mostly experimenting with tempeh, so we hadn't been selling it at all retail. We had just been in like kind of research and development, and actually this year we launched tempeh as one of the core products of the Brinery. So now I'm here full-time doing that, and we're looking to expand a lot because we're the only company in the Midwest currently making tempeh, so a lot of the options are just commercial, and we're really invested in buying more beans and getting farmers to grow more organic beans in Michigan and also making really good tempeh for people to eat.
That is fantastic. I was on your website and it said that the company actually started though in 2010, and I know you make the best sauerkraut also. You have lots of different flavors of sauerkraut. In fact, I just picked up a jar. I like the traditional straightforward sauerkraut, but can you tell us a little bit about that sauerkraut too?
Yeah, it's really exciting. The business started out, David Klingenberger is the owner of the Brinery, and he, like a lot of people that work at the Brinery, have a background in farming. And he was working at Tantray Farm, which is a farm out of Ann Arbor, Michigan, where we're located. And one year there was an excess of cabbage, and he decided to make some sauerkraut and sell it at farmers market. And then he decided to start the Brinery. So the Brinery started as a company that was just making lacto-fermented goods, which includes sauerkraut and kimchi and salt brine pickles. The lacto-fermentation is different from the fermentation used to make tempeh, but it's using a salt and water brine to ferment vegetables for the purposes of preservation, but also nutrition, because like with the process of fermenting beans to make tempeh, fermenting cabbage for sauerkraut preserves the vitamin C. It makes the nutrients in the cabbage naturally more accessible to the human body by breaking them down.
I know, and all of our ancient ancestors, no matter where they came from, ate fermented food for hundreds of thousands of years. That's how they preserved food. And unfortunately, it's kind of, been exited from the average American diet. But with companies like your, the Brinery and everything bringing it back, and me, teaching cooking classes, I tell people all the time about naturally fermented food. I'm hoping to get it more mainstream, so good for the digestion. It's just a fabulous, fabulous food.
Yeah, it freaks me out when I realize how much people are eating more sterile foods that are all pasteurized and, you know, packaged in this nice clean packaging, when really there's a lot of good bacteria naturally on vegetables that can be used to ferment food and make them so much healthier.
So we've told everybody about these fantastic tempeh and sauerkraut. Now, where can people purchase the products?
Tempeh is available at about 30 retail locations, including Whole Foods, Better Health. We're located in the Metro Detroit and Ann Arbor area mostly right now. We're also located at like different co-ops around. We have quite a few retail locations. So really any health food store in the Metro Detroit Ann Arbor area probably carries Brightery products. We're also starting to branch out into the Chicago area as well.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So your website, what's your website so people can go there?
Yeah, it's thebrinery.com. That's thebrinery.com.
And you also have a Facebook page?
Yeah, we do. It's just The Brinery on Facebook, and we're located in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Yeah. I was just wondering at the top of my, now, are you making this tempeh all by yourself, or do you have help?
I have one production assistant right now, so we're a two-woman team, and we make about just under 500 pounds a week right now, and we're looking to double that by the end of the month, and we'll probably have another helper come in.
Yeah, because it's such a great product. I can definitely see, you know, the business expanding, and you're going to definitely need more people. We forgot to mention the adzuki bean tempeh.
Yeah, we also make a buckwheat adzuki bean tempeh. We're actually going to be transitioning to black bean because it's a more accessible, I think, for a lot of people to try black beans. But we do have adzuki buckwheat tempeh. We will continue having it for special orders if you contact us directly.
Oh, okay, wonderful.
Yeah.
And any future plans of any new stuff coming out? Well, besides the black bean tempeh, but any new sauerkrauts or anything?
Well, we're always making new products. Our next big thing is hot sauce. We've been experimenting with smaller batches of hot sauce, naturally fermented hot sauce with local ingredients, which is very cool. So we'll continue to do that, and we're making also a beet kvass, which is fermented beet chunks and brine, and we take the chunks out, and it's actually a probiotic drink that's nice and earthy.
Oh, how about that? Yeah, one of my favorite of the sauerkrauts that you make is the one that has beets in it. That one's
mm-hmm.
really good. I like that one a lot. You know what would be wonderful? I'm just throwing it out there. Since you're getting Michigan locally sourced soybeans to make miso.
Yeah, that's a down the road dream for me, because I'm kind of the bean person at the Brinery, and miso is fermented soybeans, and the culture is actually pretty similar to the culture used to make tempeh. So hopefully in a year or two, I'll have figured out all the tempeh operation stuff, and I'll be moving on to miso.
Yeah. So I know you said deep-fried tempeh is one of your favorites, but if you could give the listeners just real quick maybe a, you know, how what's one of your favorite ways of preparing the tempeh and eating it?
Yeah, my favorite way to prepare tempeh is to just use a simple marinade, and we actually provide the marinade on the recipe card that comes with our traditional soy tempeh. It's basically olive oil, tamari, red wine vinegar, some granulated garlic, and powdered ginger. So I mix that up and just let the tempeh marinate in it for about, you know, 30 minutes or overnight. Overnight is best, and then I just saute it in the pan. It's really easy, and it's so delicious.
That's what you were sampling when I first met you. It was absolutely delicious. I always tell my students also that tamari is one of your best bets when you're cooking with tempeh, because the tempeh just seems to absorb it like a big sponge and really makes it flavorful.
Yeah, and tamari is a fermented food as well.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it has been an incredible pleasure having you on my show, Melissa. I want to thank you so much for coming and sharing your knowledge of tempeh. And again, make sure that my listeners visit your website, which is thebrinery.com, and pick up this absolutely fantastic tempeh at local health food stores and their sauerkraut. So thank you so much, Melissa, for being on the show today.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Val, and thank you for the wonderful work with food that you do. I appreciate it.
Okay, I appreciate you. Thank you.
Bye.
All right, we are going to go on a real quick break right now, and when we come back, I'll be sharing my Just Collard Green recipe.
Thank you, Val. You are listening to Healthy Cooking with Macro Val and your host, Valerie Wilson. Her topic for today is tempeh and her recipe for stuffed collard greens. She has been doing this for a very long time, many years, and offers many tips and recipes to eat well, live well, and help your body feel better. You can visit her website at www.macrovale.com for more information, tips, and recipes that she will talk about today or in the past, and for more information about her cookbook, Perceptions in Healthy Cooking. You can also go to bodymindspiritguide.com, where we post Valerie's recipe every month. So if you don't get a chance to write her tips and recipes down today, you can visit her website and the bodymindspiritguide.com website for that information. Valerie teaches classes, and if you are out of state, please check out her website. She does offer classes on DVD, and she also offers one-on-one sessions, and you can connect with her by phone to set up an appointment. I highly recommend you visit her Facebook page, MacroVale Foods, for even more wonderful information. If you'd like to book a private session with Valerie, you can call her at 734-722-4553. And lastly, if you would like to call into the show today and ask a question, feel free. The number to call into the show is 646-378-0378. And that number again is 646-378-0378. And now back to your host, Valerie Wilson.
Well, welcome back, everybody, to the show. So that was wonderful having Melissa here to talk all about tempeh. Let me get some announcements out of the way here. Tell you all about my upcoming cooking classes in the month of April. I have been teaching cooking classes for 18 years now, and I offer classes out of my home, and I'm located in Westland, Michigan. The first class I'd like to tell you about is Wednesday, April 15th, Cooking for the Spring Season. So when you eat healthy and you eat according to nature and you eat healthy whole products, you also eat according to the season. So each season, there's specific foods that are available at that time. Those specific foods feed and nurture different organs in your body. This is according to the ancient study of the energy of the food. It's incorporated in Oriental medicine, Chinese medicine. So right now, we're in springtime. This is when your body goes through a natural cleansing process, because we went from the cold, cold winter to the warmer days now. This is when we feed and nurture your liver, your gallbladder, and your nervous system. And so the signature foods for this time of year are things that are naturally sour, for instance, lemon. So my upcoming spring cooking class will feature information on this topic and also naturally sour foods. You will learn how to make a layered barley squash casserole, a spring greens and tempeh dish featuring the Brinery's tempeh, and for dessert, we will be making lemon pecan shortbread. These classes are from 6:30 until 9 o'clock. They are hands-on, which means everybody helps participate, and the class fee is $40. You can go to my website, macroval.com, where you can sign up and prepay with a charge card. If you do, then you get a dollar off, so the class will be $39. I'm coming to you right now on Body Mind Spirit Radio, which is affiliated with the Body Mind Spirit Guide, and I want to extend my gratitude and thanks to Penny for creating the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide and this radio program, which allows me to come to you once a month. I am the first Thursday of the month, every month from 1 to 2 o'clock. And also thank Courtney, my producer. If you get a chance, pick up one of the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide magazines. It's full of uplifting, informative articles that will really help you, not only my article with eating healthy, but also your spiritual journey. And many of the authors in the magazine also have other radio shows on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. So make sure you get a chance to check that out. My recipe this month is for my stuffed collard greens. Do you got a piece of paper? You got a pencil? You ready? And again, you can find this recipe on my website, macrovale.com, the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide website, in the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide. And I also have posted pictures and step-by-step instructions on my Facebook page, Macrovale Food. Make sure you check that out. All right, here's what you're going to need. A half a cup of short grain brown rice, 3 dried shiitake mushrooms, 1 cup of water, 1 8-ounce package of tempeh, some olive oil, some tamari, thyme, a half a teaspoon of paprika, a quarter teaspoon of turmeric, 5 scallions that you want to slice in thin rounds, 1 cup of grated sweet potato, 1 cup of grated daikon. Do you know what daikon is? Daikon is in the radish family. It's a white vegetable. Where radishes are small and round, daikon is a white root, and it's much larger. And we also need 1 bunch of collard greens. And to season it, we need a little bit of olive oil, brown rice vinegar and sea salt, and 3 tablespoons of water. So here's what you're going to do. You are going to take the brown rice and the shiitake mushrooms and the water and put them in a pot. Put that on the stove and bring that to a boil. Let that boil for a couple minutes with the lid off. This is called an open boil. This opens up the kernel of the grain, the brown rice, and makes the brown rice more digestible. Then you are going to reduce the temperature to the lowest possible temperature on your stove, put a cover on, and let that cook for 1 hour. In 1 hour, the brown rice will have absorbed all the water. Now, once it's done, remove the shiitake mushrooms out of there. You want to cut the mushrooms in thin slices, and you remove and discard the stem. When I cook grains in a recipe like this, I like to use the dried shiitake mushroom instead of the fresh, and here's why. When you reconstitute the dry shiitake mushrooms by putting them in the water and cooking them with the brown rice, the flavor of the shiitake mushroom comes out of the dried mushroom, and it permeates all through the rice, and it gives the rice an even more abundant flavor. It's so much more delicious. And shiitake mushrooms are so wonderful for you. They, number one, they're a complete protein. Did you know that? A complete protein, a mushroom that's a complete protein. They contain very strong healing properties that help cleanse toxins out of your system. But when you use the dried mushrooms, you cannot utilize and use the stems, because even after cooking the mushroom for 1 hour, that stem is still going to be very, very tough. So you're not going to be able to use it, which is why I tell you, cut the mushroom in thin slices around the stem and then just discard the stem. Okay, moving on in the recipe, take the 8 ounces of tempeh and crumble it. And then put it in a saute pan with a little olive oil and tamari, and you're going to start to brown that tempeh. Now, this is where you're using the tempeh as a meat substitute, because when you crumble it, you get that texture of crumbled meat, and you're sauteing it in the pan. Now, remember, you want the tamari and the olive oil to season the tempeh, because remember, the tempeh has no flavor, right? So I always say in my recipes, a little or some, because I've, you know, you want to look visually at it, and if you want an estimate, I would say approximately 1 tablespoon of tamari, maybe 2 to 3 teaspoons of olive oil. And then, you know what, as it's cooking, take a little spoon and taste it. So important when you cook food and you're creating a recipe and using a recipe, don't be afraid to taste the food. You've got to know if it's seasoned properly. You taste it and it tastes bland. Oh, well, I better put a little more tamari in there, right? So you know what you're doing. Now, remember, when seasoning food, you can always add more, but you can't take it out. So always side on the side of less is more, because you can always add more. Now, as that tempeh is sautéing in the pan and it's browning, the last couple of minutes, as you see the tempeh is starting to brown, throw the scallions in there, because scallions only take like a minute to sauté. So we're just going to throw the scallions in there, and then we're also going to put the seasonings in there. The 2 teaspoons of thyme, 1/2 teaspoon of paprika, and 1/4 teaspoon of turmeric. By putting them in the tempeh and just sautéing them in that oil a little bit, you're bringing out the flavor. Again, I have all these techniques that I've learned throughout the years that just make the flavor, make the food more flavorful, and one of them is to do this. Now remove that tempeh and put it in a bowl. Set it aside. Now use that same pan because it's got all that flavor in it. Put a little more olive oil in there and put the vegetables. You want to put the sliced shiitake mushrooms, the grated sweet potato, and the grated daikon in there. And now you're going to saute those vegetables. If your pan is big enough, you can put the vegetables in there all together. If your pan is not big enough, then just do the vegetables one at a time. Season each one of the vegetables with, again, some more of that tamari. Oh, tamari is your salty condiment. Okay, it's what's going to give the dish flavor, okay? Tamari is the healthy version of soy sauce. Tamari is naturally fermented. Soy sauce is not. Soy sauce contains MSG. Tamari does not. So it's a healthy, salty condiment. That's what tamari is. So then in that bowl where you put the tempeh, add your brown rice, and then add the sauté vegetables and mix it all together. Take the bunch of collard greens that you bought and wash them real good, and then steam them whole. Do not cut them. Put the whole leaf in the steamer pot and steam them for approximately 5 to 7 minutes. You want the collard greens to be bright green, and you want them to be nice and soft. And then what you're going to do is you're going to take that collard green leaf and with a knife cut the bottom thick part of the stem out. You're going to like create like a V is what you're going to do, because that thick stem at the bottom, you can't use that and roll the leaf up. It gets in the way. It's too big. It's too chunky. Again, if you have access to a computer and you can go to MacroVal Food Facebook page, I visually show you how to do this. And then because you've cut a little gap in the leaf, now, have the leaf laying flat on your cutting board. Take the two sides and, like, lay them together so that you don't have a hole anymore. You have, like, a whole leaf without that thick stem in there. Take a spoonful of the stuffing and put it on the leaf. Now, you have to be careful not to overstuff the collard green leaves, because if you overstuff it and then you try to roll it up, it's going to fall apart. It's going to make a mess. And then visually, it's just not going to be appealing. So again, I always tell my students, less is better, okay? I know your eyes, you eat with your eyes, and you're thinking, oh, this stuffing is so good. I'm going to put a ton of stuffing in this leaf, and it's going to really taste good. Well, no. I mean, visually, you know, we eat with our eyes too, so we're trying to make these leaves look pretty. So put a spoonful of stuffing at the bottom portion of the leaf where you've just put the two ends together. Now, take the bottom part of the leaf and fold it up over the stuffing. Then take the leaf on the left-hand side and fold that over. And then take the leaf on the right-hand side and fold that over. So you've created a little pocket where that stuffing is. If you've ever made stuffed grape leaves, this is the same technique you use and stuffing the collard greens as you do the grape leaves. And then you simply roll the rest of the leaf up, and then once it's rolled up, you place it in a casserole dish. Continue to roll all of the collard green leaves with the stuffing. You will probably have stuffing left over, just so you know, for this recipe, but that's okay because the stuffing tastes absolutely delicious by itself. And then we place the stuffed collard greens in the casserole dish. Take that 3 tablespoons of water and put it in there so you have a little bit of water in the pan because it's going to steam the stuffed collard greens as they bake. Take olive oil and drizzle it over the top. Take some brown rice vinegar, drizzle that over the top, and then sprinkle sea salt over the top of the leaves. This is seasoning the collard green leaves so that they're more flavorful. And here's a trick for you. Collard greens are bitter to the taste. That bitter flavor is very important. Foods that are bitter feed and nurture your heart and your brain. But when we eat food, we tend not to want to eat bitter food, right? Because your taste buds are like, well, this is bitter. I don't want anything bitter. I want something sweet and salty, right? So by using a little bit of vinegar, and my preferred vinegar is brown rice vinegar. It's a sweet, pungent vinegar. I love the taste of it. But when you cook with collard greens, if you remember to season the collard greens with a little bit of vinegar, it takes the bitterness out of the greens and makes them more delicious. Again, if you're going to cook healthy food, go out of your way to make it as delicious as possible, right? And so the little cooking techniques that I tell you about, like using vinegar when you cook collard greens, it's going to make the food more palatable in the end. So after we put the collard greens in the dish and we season them, we cover them, we bake in 350 degrees for 25 minutes. And then let them sit for about 5 minutes before you serve them. They taste delicious out of the oven, warm. They taste absolutely delicious cold the next day out of the refrigerator. And for all my friends and family members listening who love and enjoy my whipped garlic, these stuffed collard greens taste wonderful with a little bit of my whipped garlic as a dipping sauce for them. I have a dear friend who, the first time I gave her these stuffed collard greens, she just went gaga over the moon. She thought they were like the best thing she had ever eaten. And so recently, unfortunately, a dear friend, her friend passed away. And so I went over there with a big dish of them for her. And she just absolutely loves them. They're a fantastic little appetizer, too. You know, finger food. You know, you can eat them or, you know, you can dig into them with a fork and a knife. Either way, one really, really delicious recipe. And they are made even more delicious because I use the Brinery tempeh in the recipe now. Out of this world delicious. Let me tell you about another cooking class that I am teaching in the month of April. On Wednesday, April 22nd, we are continuing with the theme of cooking for the spring season. So I have another cooking for the spring class. Again, featuring signature foods of the springtime. Now, the signature whole grains of spring is barley, rye, and rolled oats. So in this class, you will learn how to make a barley tempeh vegetable stir fry, again, using that wonderful tempeh. And then my 2-lentil lemon thyme soup. I created this recipe a couple of months ago, and my regular customers absolutely love this soup. And I do make this soup on a regular basis all the time. And in this class, I'm going to teach you how to make lemon meringue pie. So excited about this. I have been teaching cooking classes for 18 years. I've been vegan for 20 years. I have attempted to make meringue in the past. It never works. It always fails. How can you make vegan meringue, right? I mean, meringue is egg whites. So recently I thought, I'm going to try again. And it worked this time. So I'm pretty excited about this lemon meringue pie. It's very, very delicious, very tasty, and visually it's beautiful. So these are the classes I have in the month of April. Again, the classes run from 6:30 until 9 o'clock. The classes are here in my home in Westland, Michigan. The fee is $40. You can go to my website, macrovel.com, and prepay. With a charge card, you get a dollar off. Now, if you want to send me a check or money order through the mail to sign up, you get $2 off the class. You can come to the class for $38. You can contact me directly at 734-722-4553. All right, let's go on a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to open the phone lines, open up the chat room to get some feedback from the listeners. So let's go on a quick break here.
Thank you, Val. You are listening live with Healthy Cooking with Macro Val and your host, Valerie Wilson. Her show is a wonderful opportunity each month to hear about new recipes, tips, and information about eating right, healthy, and feeling good. These tips and recipes can help change your life and help you stick to a better diet. She has given so many tips and recipes today that I would love to direct you to her website, www.macrovale.com, for more information. You can also connect with her by phone to set up a private appointment or to sign up for her classes. Her phone number is 734-722-4553, and that number again is 734-722-4553. We also welcome anyone to visit BodyMindSpiritRadio.com, where you can listen to all of her shows and archive, and you can actually slow them down so that you can write down all or any of the information she has said today or prior. I also want to remind you that the number to call in and join in the show or to ask a question is 646-378-0378, and that number again is 646-378-0378. And now back to your host, Valerie Wilson.
Well, welcome back, everybody. I also want to let everybody know that I do have a store here in the area that carries my food. It is called Jen's Gift of Love in West Bloomfield. So every week I do cook food and package it, and she carries it. Some of my signature dishes, such as the whipped garlic that I mentioned earlier, my sweet potato salad, and one of the customers' favorites, which is brown rice stir fry. All those foods can be found at her store. And you can go to my website again, macrovel.com, has the address of exactly where that store is located. And also, if you are on the computer, I do have a YouTube channel, and you can access that YouTube channel through a direct link that's on my website. I have over 25 short little informative videos talking about different foods. And I have one up that's cooking for the spring season. And recently I posted one about that I had created about soy food, because tempeh is made from soybeans. And there's a lot of controversy out there about soybeans. I think it's from, unfortunately, a lot of misinformation that is not true out there about soybeans. And so it's a five-minute video on there talking all about the health benefits of soy and how wonderful it is for you, how great it is for you. I am, again, very excited about the Brinery and their absolutely delicious tempeh. And at the beginning of the show, I interviewed Melissa. If you unfortunately didn't get a chance to catch that, please listen to this show on archive. It was a wonderful interview. And I'm just really excited about the company, about them promoting Michigan-sourced organic soybeans, and about their product, which is so absolutely delicious. Well, it's the end of the show, and I'm going to bring my producer, Courtney, on for the last segment, and maybe we have some call-in or some people in the chat room. Hi, Courtney. How are you?
I'm good, Val. How are you?
Oh, doing good. Having a great show here.
Well, we do have some questions in chat today. The first question kind of came in. I almost wish I could have kind of asked Melissa, but somebody had actually asked during the interview how affordable the Brinery's products are.
Oh, how affordable the Brinery products are. Well, considering that you pay for what you get for, and it is the best, top of the line, best flavor, best quality. I think it's very, very affordable. Now, I just bought a jar of their wonderful sauerkraut just the other day. I have to look and see what I paid for it. But the tempeh that, again, is double fermented, made from scratch with Michigan-sourced organic soybeans is retail price $8 for 16 ounces. So in the recipe I just gave you, you were using 8 ounces of tempeh. So you're actually using half a package of the tempeh. You're not using the whole package. So compared to other tempehs that are out there, because obviously I've been buying tempeh for years, it's a pretty comparable price, right along with the other tempehs, actually. Yeah, their naturally fermented sauerkraut that I bought the other day was a nice big jar for $8.99. And again, you know, compared to, you know, comparison shopping out there and everything, their prices are right in the ballpark of, you know, the other companies that are out there.
Awesome. Well, we just had a caller or a listener in chat who was kind of curious. You know, some people have that misperception that, you know, eating healthy costs an arm and a leg. So she was just kind of curious about how affordable the products were. We also had another person in the chat room that was asking about, how can tempeh replace your diet every day, or what can it replace in your diet every day? She thought it was very curious that people eat it every day, and she was kind of curious as to why, and is it something that replaces something in a diet, or is it just because it can be mixed with everything? She was just kind of curious about that.
Oh, wonderful question. I mentioned that I was eating it every day only because it's so absolutely delicious. I can't get enough of it. But it is, for people who are vegan or vegetarian, it is your meat substitute because it is a complete protein. It contains all 8 essential amino acids that makes a complete protein. But as Melissa mentioned too, being that it's a naturally fermented food, it helps aid in digestion, and it helps the It helps the healthy bacteria that's in your gut remain healthy, so that you can properly digest your food. And as I mentioned before, all of our ancient ancestors ate naturally fermented food all the time, every day, and it was the way that they kept their digestive tract flowing and working properly. And unfortunately, you know, the average American person does not eat naturally fermented food anymore. They turn to things like yogurt because they think yogurt is, you know, what should is. And you know what? If you were making yogurt from scratch and you were using organic, healthy cow's milk or whatever, you might get some benefit from it. But the yogurt you're buying from the store is not an alive food. It has been pasteurized, and as Melissa mentioned, their tempeh has not been pasteurized. And when you pasteurize something, you kill all the good bacteria that's in the food anyways. So by eating yogurt, you're doing your body absolutely no good whatsoever, really. And I know it's misleading because if you watch the television tells you how wonderful it is for you. And I jokingly tell my students in the class all the time, the television lies to you. Do not believe what the television tells you. So, yeah, it's a substitute for a protein food for vegans or vegetarian. But as she mentioned, even people who are not vegan or vegetarian do eat the tempeh because the tempeh is easier to digest than meat. And so if your body can digest the food more easily, you get more use out of the vitamins and nutrients that are in the food than if your body can't properly digest the food, then you don't get to utilize all the health benefits of the food that you're eating. So, yeah.
This question actually just came up. Most people eat yogurt for the live cultures, you know, for the health benefits of it. Especially women. I know a lot of women will eat yogurt during certain type of infections. Is there a healthy alternative? Can tempeh replace that? Or is there maybe something else that can also work with tempeh to replace that to get those live cultures?
Yeah, eating tempeh on a regular basis will help alkalize your system, maintain a balanced I want to say water flow, but you know your body is mostly made up of water. And if your water is alkalized flowing through your body, you won't have those yeast infections to begin with. But if you're looking for something to replace the yogurt, the best thing I can think of is miso. And we mentioned miso earlier. For those people who don't know what miso is a naturally fermented bean paste, usually made from soybeans, although they do make chickpea miso also. And that miso, because it's naturally fermented, has not been pasteurized, and you can buy it at health food stores, that has the live lactic bacillic acid in it in a much larger quantity than you are going to find in pasteurized yogurt. And when you use the miso, you never boil or cook the miso, but you can't eat it like spoonful right out of the container. It's a seasoning. It's a salty seasoning. So, for instance, you make yourself a soup, and then before you sit down to eat the soup, you put some miso in it so it disperses in the soup and you eat it, and you're not boiling it, so you're not killing the live bacteria in there. And or salad dressings. You could make a salad dressing with it. And or, you know, if you're making a gravy or a stir fry or something like that, it is a salty condiment that you put into food that you incorporate in your diet on a regular basis that would have the live lactic bacillic acid in it. It's one of the best foods is miso, definitely.
Well, the only we have one final question, and this was somebody who just kind of got a little bit at the tail end of the interview. They were curious if you had any recommendations for gallbladder-related issues besides tempeh, you know, any other foods that might help with somebody who maybe has lost their gallbladder already or somebody who might be suffering from gallbladder-related issues.
Wow, that is a deep topic that I will very briefly touch on. But again, I do one-on-one lifestyle counseling where I sit down with you and go over specific conditions you're dealing with, and I can ask more questions and kind of help you more than general recommendations. But here's some general recommendations. So your gallbladder is an integral part of your digestive system. Yes, I know the doctor is going to tell you that they can remove it and you don't have to worry about it. But once you remove it, you need even more help with your digestion. So again, I cannot emphasize enough these naturally fermented foods that we have been talking about throughout the whole show. So there's the tempeh, there's the miso, there's the wonderful sauerkraut that the Brinery makes, and they make many different varieties. This sauerkraut, I forgot to, because you asked me about the food to replace yogurt. Well, sauerkraut would replace yogurt. That's a live food right there. Very, very much help in the digestion. So your gallbladder is part of your digestive tract. The cooking classes I have upcoming in the month of April feed and nurture the gallbladder. So the whole grains that feed and nurture the gallbladder are barley, rolled oats, and rye. Now, depending on the condition of the gallbladder, whether you're just having little issues or you're having a huge flare-up, will depend on my recommendations. Like you could make a barley tea, and you could drink barley tea, which would help calm and soothe the gallbladder. Barley tea would be one of the best things for it. And or, you know, you could actually cook up the whole grain barley and eat it. It works really good in soup. In the class on the 15th, I'm teaching you how to put it in a casserole. The class on the 22nd, I'm teaching you how to do it in a stir fry. So either one of those would be good. Now, if you want to cleanse the gallbladder because you're dealing with gallbladder stones, I have helped counsel people where there's a specific cleanse that you can do and the gallstones will come out of your body. But again, that's more of an involved conversation that needs to go on. In general, you know, you can also drink hot water with a little bit of lemon. That's very cleansing for the gallbladder. And any foods that are available in the springtime also help, such as asparagus. Asparagus is one of the first crops that comes up in the springtime, and so it would be a great vegetable for your asparagus. And you can cook asparagus in soups. It would make a great, fantastic soup. And or you can steam it and just eat it steamed, or you can put it in on a dish and you can roast it in the oven. Anyways, any one of those things would be a great recommendation for the gallbladder. And another thing you might want to consider is to look at your overall diet and maybe cut back on the amount of saturated fat you are consuming, because saturated fat is going to weaken your gallbladder. So, and saturated fat comes in the form of meat, dairy, high-fat foods like fried foods, things like that. So just take a look at your overall diet and maybe cut back on those things that are not so healthy and increase your fiber. You know, whole grains and vegetables, best source of fiber for you. So all those suggestions would, in general, help the gallbladder. Go ahead, Courtney.
I was going to say thank you for that. And just on a personal note, I'm actually going to look for some of your recipes with asparagus, because me and my husband eat it all the time. We love it. So, and I would love to know some new ways to cook with it. So thank you for mentioning that.
Well, thank you for saying that. Asparagus is one of my favorite foods. And in fact, because you said that, hey, we got May coming up. Maybe I'll look through my recipes and I'll give us an asparagus recipe for the month of May. That would be fun. Catch my show next month, the first Thursday of the month, which will be May 7th next month. If you get a chance, please check out my website, macroval.com. It has my upcoming cooking classes, and you can sign up and prepay for a class right there on my website. You can also check out the page about the one-on-one lifestyle counseling. There's information there. And then you can call me directly, 734-722-4553. We can set up a time and a place, and you know, we'll sit down and do a consultation. If you are out of state and listening to me on the radio show, we can do a consultation over the phone. Just contact me. If you get a chance, check out my YouTube page, and you can watch some of my little short informative YouTube videos. And remember to like my Facebook page, MacroVal Food. I have posted pictures for this stuffed collard green recipe, step-by-step instructions, so it'll help you out. It's been a wonderful show. I'd like to thank my guest, Melissa, again for being here. If you get a chance, check out thebrinery.com. That is their website where they make incredibly delicious naturally fermented food. Their tempeh is out of this world delicious. I cannot emphasize how much I love this product. In closing, remember that eating healthy is a journey, and it's a one step at a time. Don't become overwhelmed. Make it simple and make it varied. And I will leave you with a quote from Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh. Love is the energy which expands, opens up, reveals, shares, and heals. I am sending you all gratitude and abundance. Thanks for listening.